the news game. Big fatty, I am actually singing.
All right, just, you know, in case you thought that that was pre-recorded also. I don't know why I'm suddenly obsessed with whether Big Fatty thinks that I
did. Something is pre-recorded.
No, but
any,
I know. No, but
show.
I know it's driving him nuts. She's like, how do they do that? How do they have the music just go directly to the game?
You know how I know that?
You know how
fine,
I know?
I don't think it drives him nuts.
No, how I know it drives him nuts? Because Larry Vader was bringing it up on his show this past Sunday. He's just like, oh, well, we're out of music and we've had complaints about that. And it's like, yeah, no, I know. I have Fatty sitting there going, oh, wait, how'd they do that? I didn't know how to do that. He has his own
you
show.
You have to have a Rodecaster Pro.
He has his own. No, actually, I'm using an iPad for that. But he has his own, what's his segment he does on his show, Ask Big Fatty, where he oftentimes will overshoot the music. If he knew my technique, he could apply it to that.
He couldn't. Because he could, Fatty could not figure out how to record live.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Yeah. If he knew my technique, he oftentimes will overshoot.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3871 of the BFO for Wednesday the 7th of December 2022. Y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me. Will this be one of those little shows that will live for infamy? Perhaps.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning. Hello, Moonies. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you moonies today, because y'all, it's the full moon. The cold moon is what it's called. And y'all, I just want to take a moment to thank Bettina Dupree, Alan in the Uck, and my Northeast Straight Jenny for saying good morning today. Remember, all I'd love to hear from you. Just send me a message saying good morning, good morning. Big Fanny, that would be the perfect crema gift for you. Gussie, y'all, did my Advent Sudoku, just got the easy one, didn't have time to get to the others yet, but maybe one night this week. Y'all, my tea today is the three ginger. It is a warming swirl of ginger, Galangal, I've never heard of that, and golden turmeric. And so y'all, we're just gonna have a little taste of it right now, shall we?
Yes. Yes, Big Fatty.
That's good. That's real good, actually. I think that may be my favorite one. Well, I don't know. The peppermint one was very good, too. So, anyway, y'all, there's today's Advent Tea Report.
Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. crew. That famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. Master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. He loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh. Showing off his big old pair.
Fatty the Pooh, we do indeed. And y'all, let's see, after I spoke to you yesterday, let me see, y'all, it was a fairly quiet evening, y'all. I roasted my nuts, big Fatty. You know, it's not the holidays. It's just not the holidays until you have Big Fatty's salty nuts in your mouth, Big Fatty. My salted pecans. Were you thinking about something else, Big Fatty? Unfortunately, we were. But y'all watched the news and the Jeopardy, and y'all then y'all two episodes of the Great Crumma Light Fight. Y'all, do you watch the Great Crumma Light Fight? It's just silliness. But y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Some of these light displays are really, really spectacular. And I was pleased with both of the winners on Monday night. And y'all, next Monday is the finale. You know, they do 2 1-hour shows for 3 weeks on the same night. And so y'all, next week is it. And y'all, later tonight, y'all, it is the finale of the Big Run. Now, y'all, there are only 3 teams left. Emily and Molly are the sisters that didn't know they were sisters for a long time. Derek and Claire, who were on Big Brother, and Lewis and Michelle, they are married. And y'all, he's hot. And y'all, I'm gonna go with Lewis and Michelle for the win. I just think that they're gonna pull it out. Big Fatty, I bet you do. Yeah, Gussie, Big Fatty, I bet you want Lewis to pull it out. Well, I wouldn't mind. Yes, Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. Went to bed. Y'all, I was up making pecans till 10 p.m. in the evening, after 10 p.m. in the evening, and I still had 4 batches to make. I had a total of, I had a total of 12 batches that I needed to make, and I got 8 of them done on Monday night, and so I was going to finish the rest of them on Tuesday, and I did that right before I sat down to record. One moment, please. Let's have a little more taste of this tea. Delicious. Just delicious. And y'all slept like a baby, got up, had my coffee, had my breakfast, did the Wordle. Y'all almost didn't get the Wordle today. It's hard for Big Fatty. Did the Sudoku and the Advent Sudoku. And y'all, then I was off on the morning nipple walk, did the Fat Acres and the Big Circle, came back. Watched a little bit of The Price is Right, as I was starting to roast my nuts, Big Fatty, and y'all jumped and got my share, and y'all washed my clothes. It's been a very busy day here at the villa, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, and your Ask Big Fatty question today comes in via e-letter from my straight boyfriend, straight Bob down there in the future. He says, whilst on my bike ride this Saturday afternoon, you again mention your 35-year-old gentleman caller. You then mention your gentleman caller from the old days, which sounded pretty tame. If you then mention your 31-year-old gentleman caller, what the fuck? Well, he says, WTF. In Boston, we had a saying, don't point when you can nod and don't nod when you can wink. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I'm not sure. My question is, in all these years we have been listening, has there been a gentleman caller that became more than just a gentleman caller that you may have been quiet about? XO. Well, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you, and it's an excellent question, I might just add. No, I won't say that. I will say that my most regular gentleman caller when I lived in the Fat Cave, he was hot. He was hot. If he was still around, there's a possibility of that, because y'all, he's just hot. And gentlemen callers are just gentlemen callers. Big Fatty. I've got a couple more cards here that I want to open. Just a reminder, if you want to send Big Fatty a Crema card, y'all just send me a message and I'll give you the address and we'll open it on the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, next card is from that Peter G. And y'all, we're just going to open it up here. Big Fatty, this is kind of fancy. It is. And it all Big Fatty. Look, it's the kitties. Y'all, it says, wishing you all the joy of the season. And y'all, it's that Peter G and his husband and Marcello, Nino, and Ellie. Big Fatty, look at the kitty cats. They're just lovely. Well, you know, it's the family photo without Peter G and his husband. And Big Fatty, I'm sure the kitties wouldn't let him in on the pictures. Probably not. That's just wonderful. I love that. I just love that. And y'all, it was kind of a folder that it opened up. Y'all, the last card I have for you today, y'all, it is from the little Aussie battler, Scotty. Scotty down there in the future. Y'all, he's addressed it to Big Fatty, spelled your last name wrong. Doesn't he know how to spell Fatty? I don't know. BFO headquarters. Okay. So, y'all, let's just open it up here and see what we got. And it is... it says... Y'all, it's a picture of the former president. And it says, the present I bought you is the best. Honestly, it's incredible. A lot of smart people have told me what a tremendous success it is. The presents other losers have bought you are a disaster. Believe me. And y'all, you open it up and, oh, Big Fatty! It says, ho, ho, ho. It says, Dermacready, thank you again for another year of fun, fatness, and love on your new show, trademark. It's been a very mixed year for me, but you always bring a smile to my dial. Hope you have a wonderful crema, trademark, and a Bonza Botla Ripper Beauty New Year 2023. Bonza Botler. Maybe that's supposed to be Batler. Ripper Beauty. He's speaking that Australian. I don't know what that means. Live a Scotty. And y'all, inside, there is a scratch-off. Big Betty, we know you love a scratch-off. It's true. And I think we might get back to that a little bit later today. Yes, Big Betty. I've got a couple of e-letters here that I wanted to mention to you. That Princess Hana, she keeps sending me these CVS receipts, and she says she sent me one that was an epic CVS receipt. She says, I could only dream to do this. Hold up. I fucking have. I just didn't make a TikTok about it. And let me just see what it says here. It says you literally robbed them. Woman shows how she got $92 CVS purchased down to $9 with coupons. Well, yeah, I think you have done that, Princess Hana, several times. Yes, me Betty. Gonna put them out of business. Then I got another one from Princess Hana. She sent the same thing twice. Big Fatty, it's so sad to see him go downtown right before your eyes. It's true. But I have got one more little thing here from Princess Hana. And it says, in November, you saved $83.99 and $742. This year, you're in the top 1%. Y'all, she's in the top 1% of penis Slivania. Oh, okay. And Big Fatty, it was Bettina Dupre, not Patina. Patina is that green shit that gets on old things. Oh, well, you know, no comment. Big Fatty, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Don't forget, tune in to the big run to see if Big Fatty was right. And, you know, I'm going to tell you whether I was or not on tomorrow's little show. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix. And Daniel Biba, you know, as we grow older, sometimes we have a little problem with things. Any advice?
Yeah. If he knew my technique, he oftentimes will overshoot.
Big Fatty is a wet cleanup on aisle. Well, you just everywhere. That's a lot.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.